This is Naira, your host for Your Guide to the Night Sky. This episode is dedicated to Comets, the Skywatcher's dream site. You might be wondering why this episode was released on a Monday instead of a Sunday, and why it's about comets, not Mercury, as it should have been. Well, I've just discovered that a new comet named Comet Neowise is coming into view. So exciting! But then I realized that if I talk about it on Sunday, it'll be too late to see the comet properly. Because I want you to see the comet, I'm lighting out this episode so you'll have a chance at spotting it. To spot the comet this week, you have to be at northern or mid-northern latitudes. If you are at these latitudes, look for the Big Dipper, then look down from the constellation. Comet Neowise will slowly rise throughout the week. It will be at its brightest on the 23rd. If you want to see it at a time later than this week, you're going to have to wait 6,776 years to see it again. I don't know about you, but I'd rather see it right now than wait 6,776 years. Because the comet has such a long orbit, astronomers discovered it just 2 months ago, when the comet came into observatory view. We'll be back in a sec! Okay, back to comets. Now, what exactly are comets? Comets are masses of ice and dust that follow elliptical orbits around the solar system. Back in the episode, The Geography of the Solar System, we learned that comets come from the Oort cloud. But what did people in old times think they were? Some people thought they were evil omens, others thought of them as good omens, and some had other hypotheses entirely. In any case, they've always been a problem for those attempting to understand the physics of cosmological bodies, because they were mysterious and unpredictable for astronomers. It was Edmund Halley, a 17th century astronomer, that found out that comets come back regularly through elliptical orbits. Move out of the way, motion! You don't tell us anything about what these comets are like. Come in, spacecraft. Spacecraft had told us about the composition of these comets. If you were to look at a comet fragment, you would see a gigantic dirty snowball, full of dust and ice particles. In some cases, comets have some minerals frozen into the ice. Because comets formed in the outer dust cloud, there are samples of the time when the solar system formed. Comets have and are likely to give breakthroughs on how we think of the solar system. Don't forget to watch the sky this week!